From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Bedia reporting. A suicide bombing occurs shortly after an appearance by the president of Nigeria. A suicide bomber detonated her explosives Monday outside a stadium in Gombe shortly after President Goodluck Jonathan left a campaign rally. The bomber was the only fatality. Nearly 20 others were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but suspicion is likely to fall on Boko Haram militants who have attacked the area several times. On Sunday, a suicide attack in the town killed five. Violence is on the rise as Nigeria's February 14th presidential election approaches. Mr. Jonathan's chief rival, former General Muhammadu Buhari, told campaign supporters in Yola he will improve security if elected. Meanwhile, workers collected bodies in the Borno state capital Maiduguri Monday, a day after the army repelled another attempt by Boko Haram to take control of the city. The Nigerian military, meanwhile, is claiming progress against the Islamist insurgency, retaking Gamboro and four other towns in a joint offensive that involved vigilantes and forces from Chad and Cameroon. The U.S. says it's not made a decision whether to provide Ukraine lethal military assistance in its fight against Russian-backed separatists. U.S. spokesperson Jen Psaki said no options have been taken off the table and there's ongoing discussions.
So I'm not going to go into details of internal policy discussions, but we do continue to assess how to best support Ukraine. Our focus does remain on pursuing a solution through diplomatic means, and we are always evaluating other options that will help create space for a negotiated solution to the crisis.
Fighting is raged in the self-declared separatist regions of Donetsk and Luhansk, especially around the Ukrainian-controlled town of Dubaltseve, since peace talks in Belarus between the government and separatists collapsed on Saturday. This is VOA News. Yemeni tribal and security officials say a U.S. drone strike Monday killed at least four suspected al-Qaeda insurgents, the third American drone strike attack in a week. Washington's launched more than 100 such attacks, mostly drones, against militants in the unsettled Arabian Peninsula country since 2009. Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gresta says it was a relief to be freed from an Egyptian prison, but that he feels incredible angst about leaving two colleagues behind. Speaking in Cyprus Monday, Gresta said his release is a massive step forward for Egypt. He hopes the country will keep going down this path with his colleagues Bahar Mohamed and Mohamed Fahmy.
Now, you spend 400 days in such close proximity with people, and you really get to know them very, very well. So it was a very difficult moment walking out of that prison, saying goodbye to those guys, not knowing how much longer they will have to put up with this.
Egypt deported Gresta Sunday. He was serving a 7-year prison term for allegedly aiding the banned Muslim Brotherhood. Meanwhile, an Egyptian court has sentenced nearly 200 supporters of Muslim Brotherhood to death on charges of killing several policemen following the 2013 ouster of President Mohamed Morsi. U.S. spokesperson Psaki acknowledged Egypt's responsibility to bring justice to those accused.
However, the United States is deeply concerned by the decision of an Egyptian court to uphold 183 mass death sentences. It simply seems impossible that a fair review of evidence and testimony could be achieved through mass trials. We continue to call on the government of Egypt to ensure due process for the accused on the merits of individual cases for all Egyptians and discontinue the practice of mass trials.
Since Mr. Morsi's overthrow, the government has jailed tens of thousands of Muslim Brotherhood members and supporters. The Ugandan army Monday said it may have found the body of Lord's Resistance Army Commander Okot Odhiambo, wanted for war crimes and crimes against humanity. He was the deputy to LRA Chief Joseph Kony. Testing is underway to determine the body's identification. A new report Monday says flooding that ravaged northern and central parts of Mozambique killed 159 people and affected some 160,000. Zambezia province is the worst affected. Heavy rains have inundated the country over the weekend. Lesotho's military on Monday rejected the government's allegation it was to blame for a shootout Sunday at a military checkpoint in the capital Maseru that killed a bystander and wounded two bodyguards of the prime minister. The incident occurred less than a month before national elections are scheduled in the tiny African kingdom and follows last August's attempted coup that forced Prime Minister Thomas Thabane to briefly flee to South Africa. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.